Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it.
Survey says, Gen Zers. A quarter or 25% of all 18 to 34-year-olds have never, ever answered their phone.
That's hilarious.
Okay, 25%.
I get it. I absolutely get it. And unless it's my kid's mom or a family member, I don't answer my phone either.
You don't?
No. If a number pops on your phone and it doesn't have that potential spam on it, and it's like from
I don't answer
Lafayette. Yeah, I'm not answering
I don't answer it. But 25%.
Never.
Never answer their phone. Never, ever.
You've got to text them.
Oh, yeah. So you text them. I mean, that's just the way it happens. I mean, you know, but you start thinking about like the invention of the smartphone, how much it has just changed our life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, then go back to the invention of the telephone, how it just totally changed everybody's life. But the invention of the first phone wasn't important.
Why?
But what was more important was the invention of the second phone.
Yeah, the first phone was like, who do I call? I only have my phone.
That's why people always say the invention of the first phone was really big. No, it really was the invention of the second phone.
Yeah, you don't have nothing until you got that second phone.
See, it's like, this is like the transference of just pure intellect.
Sure.
That happens every single Kim Commando Today podcast. I mean, you are just so much smarter for being here that instead of me paying you, you should really be paying me.
Yeah, you're going to start charging for this. I wasn't unaware of this plan.
Yeah, you were going to have to. Yeah, you're going to pay me now.
Oh, great.
What do you think?
Sounds like a winner.
Because after all, it is your three times a week fun podcast about all things digital.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
And I'm Kim Commando, America's beloved digital goddess, here with you once again. We have to throw that in every once in a while. You know why?
Branding?
Well, it's not just branding. It's trademark. Because I own the trademark.
So if you stop using it, you lose the trademark?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's why I have to throw it in.
Can you do it anywhere? Can you just be in the grocery store, like getting some frozen peas? I'm like, I'm the digital goddess, by the way.
You know, we're having this political hoo-ha thingy at our house on Friday night.
A political hoo-ha thingy.
And so I'm thinking, like, maybe I should just walk around and just say, hello, I'm the digital goddess.
Well, it could be tax exempt if you did it that way.
Oh, 100%. I didn't even think of that.
Totally work-related now.
We have this guy coming on the pod today, and he's really boring.
Oh, good.
He's exceptionally boring.
Those are my favorite guests.
Yes. It's like, and he's so boring that he has a podcast with hundreds of thousands of listeners.
What a great idea he had.
It is.
It's just, really brilliant.
It's just, it is. Don't tell anybody what it is.
I won't.
But it's going to be really something. What do you have coming up?
Oh, we have a crazy story about a woman and some tech support. She needed some tech support. She went to the internet, and when the internet found out why, they were all laughing at her.
No.
Yeah. Honest? It's crazy, though. It's crazy.
We're going to be talking about a letter from our listener email.
Okay. Hopefully it's a little more positive than Monday's letter.
I know.
Heartbroken for that guy.
Okay. Well, this one's pretty bad.
Oh, no.
Okay. I just want you to think about it. Okay. What if instead of me being all wholesome, mom, okay, apple pie,
right,
the flag.
So this is things you're describing yourself?
Yes. You know, never, ever throwing a curse word around. No,
absolutely not. I heard you stub your toe. You're like, darn tootin'.
I don't think I've ever said darn tootin'. You know, and it was, you know, so when Ian was about two.
Mm-hmm.
We were driving up 24th Street. And he was, of course, in the back in his car seat. And this guy just cut right in front of me. just like right in front of me. And I slammed on the brakes, and out of the back seat, I hear the F-bomb.
He yelled it?
Yeah. But it was like perfect timing, perfect situation.
So it wasn't, he'd heard it a couple of times.
I think he did.
Previous to that.
He did. And then when he was at All Saints School, mm-hmm. The headmaster calls me up. She says, "You know, Kim, our language is indicative of our character."
Really?
And I'm getting a whole lecture. And I'm being like, where was she that I said something? Okay. And then apparently
she heard you say something.
No, that's what I was thinking.
Right.
And then I said, well, what happened? You know, because she's giving me this whole lecture. I'm right. Like, I'm busy. Just mm-hmm. tell me what it is. She says, you know, Ian said a curse word.
Uh-oh.
In the bathroom.
Which one?
It's the S word instead of poo-poo.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And he was like six. And
how often did you swear in front of your child?
Okay. And so I'm thinking, like, what I really wanted to say. So then she said, like, you know, you need to come down and we need to talk to Ian and bring your husband and all this other stuff. And I was like right at the tip of my tongue. I wanted to say,
go.
I'm like, oh, what did the little be say? But I couldn't do it.
No, it would have been a good joke just for you.
So she says, you know, she goes, I did already talk to Ian about it. And she said, you really need to talk to your husband about his
life. Oh, yeah.
Ian threw Dad under the bus.
always blame the man.
So instead of me being this wholesome person, mm-hmm. what if I was making money as a side hustle on OnlyFans? Naked.
Yeah, what if?
What if?
You think you'd be have a lot of subscribers? 500,000 like the newsletter? That's a way to spice up the newsletter right there.
You know what? How about you go on OnlyFans?
Oh, no one wants to see that.
No?
No one.
No.
My son is 10 and he's heard me swear one time.
I can't, you know what?
And we were in peril when I did it.
Well, you know, I got better over time.
I do not believe that for a nanosecond.
Crap. Let's go ahead and do this podcast. Here are the top five things you need to know what's happening about tech right now. And this story, I did some research on. This guy in Florida was sentenced to 78 months for running a counterfeit scam that generated $100 million in revenue.
Woo!
Okay. He was selling fake Cisco networking gear and routers.
Wait. Can I pull back the curtain for a second? I submitted this story last week, and your response was, that's boring.
Okay, because all the new stuff is coming out.
Okay, let's give me the new stuff then. Okay,
because he was selling to the military.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the military is buying all this fake stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know where they were buying it?
On eBay. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So the military is buying their gear on eBay.
I know, and we always hear those things about military budgets, like they spend $50,000 for one screw. Well, yeah, because they're losing out on auctions. They're getting outbid by some nerd in Kansas that's trying to buy the Cisco routers. Why are they buying used things on eBay?
This is like military.
This is our protection.
You know what? We need to save some money. Go on eBay.
But this is how
just go ahead and buy that.
This guy had 5 accounts on eBay, and he was making millions of dollars. And they were buying.
It says now he says he has 10 eBay accounts.
Okay, so maybe it's updated.
He had 19 different companies mm-hmm. and 15 Amazon storefronts.
And he would get old parts and rebrand it, and it was all junk.
Right, and then sell it. Gosh,
that's crazy.
Yeah, legitimate versions of the products would have sold for over $1 billion.
Right, and he's only getting 10% of it with $100 million.
You know, this is a big operation. This is a big operation that
he did. That also tells you how much Cisco is actually making.
Yeah, for sure.
Holy buckets.
So PSA, do not buy used networking gear. Okay.
And that PSA was for you, federal government.
Yes. There's another scam that's making rounds. You may have already enabled on your bank accounts automatic deposits. So somebody can automatically put money into your bank account.
Right.
Sounds like a good deal. Right?
Now, you have to have that turned on for like Zelle and transactions like that, correct?
Correct. Okay. But there's also the global, just let anybody send me money.
Mm-hmm.
So, fraudsters are going to send you money. And you're like, whoa, I just got like $1,500.
I'm in. Okay. I love free money.
Okay. And then they're like, oh, darn it, can you send it back to us?
No.
Okay. So if you send it back to them, this whole transaction time, you're going to be out the $1,500.
Well, I'm not sending it back. Just I don't have to worry about it.
So don't click any random links.
Okay.
Okay. And, you know, don't send it back.
No, okay? Just keep it. Because it's not real anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Now, this is a disheartening story. A woman in Colorado is convinced that she is in a relationship with Keanu Reeves. Okay, since 2022. She's given him $5,000 in gift cards. Because I guess that whole Minority Report, this movie just didn't make it for him.
He just hasn't got his money on the back end yet. Oh, he's waiting for the money on the back end.
Now, she is convinced. I mean, I saw a report. Mm-hmm. She's convinced that she is having this relationship with Keanu Reeves.
She's going to have John Wick's baby. I mean, they are in love.
They are. You know, she says the only thing that's going to disprove it is if Keanu Reeves would actually come to her house.
And do what? Sorry, babe, I'm not interested. Like, what is he supposed to do?
Can Yana believe this?
That was a reach. That was a far reach. That joke was on the top shelf and you had to reach for it.
But you laughed.
I did.
All right. I told you it's going to happen. Told you not to buy an iPad. Told you.
I didn't.
Told you.
I listened.
Okay. This past week, Apple says, yes, we have some brand new iPads. A 13-inch iPad Air with an M2 chip. The first iPad Pro with an OLED display. And they now have an iPad, a 10-inch one, our 10th generation, that starts at $349. Now, the big deal, I don't know, did you see the... Okay. I was actually watching the announcement, which, you know, is so exciting.
Quit bragging.
I mean, everybody gets so excited. I mean, it's like, you know, it has a lightning port. Yes! It has a volume button. It's so disgusting to watch these things.
Didn't they get rid of the headphone jack? Like, that was the big thing everybody's big mad deal. About?
Yeah. You know, they're always mad about the headphone. You don't need a headphone jack.
What if you have a child, you do.
Why?
First of all, what was that look? Whoa, that was stern. Because you're not going to entrust your child to plug in and charge any sort of headphone to Bluetooth connect to it. Okay. My kids get like 25 minutes of screen time. 100% of the time, their headphones would be dead. I have to have headphone jack.
Is that it?
Yes.
It's necessary?
It's necessary.
They have a new upgraded Magic Keyboard. Ooh, guess what it has?
What
you ready?
No, oh, I'm not.
It has function keys.
They finally did it.
And wait, the touchpad's bigger.
Did the Apple stock go up by 800% after this announcement?
And the new Apple Pen, you can charge it by putting it on your iPad.
You know what's funny is you're mocking all these, but there's people legitimately excited for this stuff.
Exactly. I know they are. They know they are.
Do you have a price on the new Pro?
$4,800.
I mean, yeah, it's going to be expensive.
No, it's probably, you know what? What they're really trying to do is say that it's going to be a lot like your MacBook.
Okay.
So between the Magic Keyboard and your big old iPad, and really, it is nothing more than a MacBook at that point.
Yeah, when it's that large.
It is. You start buying all the stuff next week. I am not going to be buying anything.
No?
I don't know why. I mean, I need this. I mean, my iPad's great.
How old is it?
This one is probably 2 years old.
Yeah, it's a good life for an iPad.
And I like to buy my iPads using credit card points. I don't know why. It's always something that it's like.
That's a quirk.
It is. It is a quirk.
Only buy iPads with credit card points. Sorry. You need a new iPad? We don't got enough points yet. Fly to Jamaica and then we can get a new iPad.
Exactly. You know, I have a friend of mine who actually did that.
What? Flew somewhere to get points?
Yes. I talked to him and I said, where are you? And he said, I'm in Tampa. Lives in Miami. I'm like, what are you doing in Tampa? He's like, we figured out that if we, his wife, if they flew to Tampa from Miami, they would have enough points for a first class upgrade to go to Paris.
You can just buy points.
Okay. But let me tell you, he's a billionaire.
Oh, he's one of those.
And I'm like, really? You did that?
You know a billionaire?
Yeah, I do.
I do. Cool. I want to know a billionaire. Can you introduce me?
Oh. All right. This has to be finally coming in at number five. the stupidest thing that I've heard somebody do in a long time.
Okay.
Woman by the name of Rhonda Deaver. She's a regular at Smith's Cafe in Kinston, North Carolina. She goes there every week after her doctor's appointment. Every week. Just has a little snack, a little lunch. She likes the biscuits and gravy, you know, chicken, waffles, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular time, she goes there every week. She leaves her credit card. Okay. So.
Like forgets it?
She forgets her credit card. She pays, leaves. And she gets home and she gets a call from the restaurant and says, you know, hey, Rhonda, because, you know, everybody knows you.
Sure. If you're there that often.
Okay. You left your credit card. She's like, oh, you know, I'll be right there. I'll be right there to come pick it up. Now, what the restaurant manager didn't tell the server is that he was going to call Rhonda. So the server takes a picture of Rhonda's credit card, front and back, and puts it up on a Facebook group and says, Rhonda, come get your credit card.
No. No.
Okay.
What a dolt.
Okay. And within like a half hour, Rhonda.
It broke.
Rhonda's credit card is going like cha-ching, 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 cha-ching.
That's insane.
Isn't it?
Do we know the age of the server that put it up on Facebook?
It looked to be a person in their early 20s.
Okay. Good. As long as it's someone who's, you know, if you have the built-in excuse, I didn't realize, but you're 20.
Okay.
You're also in the workforce. This is unbelievable.
Okay, and this person is probably going to reproduce at some point.
No, we should not. We should block them. One of the charges on that card should have been a vasectomy.
Okay. Rhonda, you left your credit card.
Help me, Rhonda. Oh, my word. What an idiot.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today. You can get our podcast two ways. One, as just an audio podcast, and we love you for that. Or two, as a video podcast where you get to see, you know, what I'm wearing today, what my fit looks like. I try to change it up every day. Today is a dress.
Were you just bragging that you change your clothes every day?
Yes.
Oh, I change my clothes too.
Well, I change my outfit. I mean, you know, I purposely pick an outfit that I think is going to be, you know, something that people would like to see.
Do you ever go, oh, I've already worn that on camera?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I do. Oh. I do. Now, this particular dress, I've been told by Maddie upstairs, mm-hmm. that she said this would be a great date night dress.
Okay.
She said, because it's like, it's attractive.
It looks a little Western too. Like you could go to a country show or line dancing.
Oh, I could go line dancing.
You and Barry out there line dancing?
Yes.
If you told Barry, hey, let's go line dancing, he would go out and buy boots, spurs, a hat, big old buckle.
We have to have the entire outfit for that. You should have seen when we went fly fishing. I mean, he looked like he was just ready.
He probably spent like $20,000 in crap.
No, he wanted to.
But you wouldn't let him?
No. I went down to the front desk. And I said, you know, we're going fly fishing and we need like the right gear.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any place where we could rent it?
Yeah, because you're never doing this again.
You know what she said? She goes, I have a whole closet full from where people have left it. Would you like to go through it? I'm like, absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I saw I looked good too.
Yo, you guys were all decked out. It was free.
Yeah. And that's when I told you I caught my ear.
Ouch.
It was so awful.
All right. I interrupted you. Go ahead and finish the promotion.
So we're talking about with the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
comment,
share, comment, leave a good review,
mm-hmm. subscribe,
follow, whatever you want to do. We got all these things that we need to say.
Yeah. It's a lot. You guys should just know it by now and just do it.
Yeah. Or just send us money.
Don't have to go that far.
Okay, that's
just
it.
Just follow, like, share, and comment.
All right. We, you know, normally we like to have very exciting guests.
Mm-hmm.
People that, you know, have changed the world.
Right.
People that are, you know, invigorating and
influential.
Yes. Okay. Our guest here on Kim Komando today, he's not that guy.
No?
I mean, he's inspirational.
Okay.
But he's boring.
Yeah, that's when I was told who the guest was going to be. Just so you know, this guy's really boring.
Yeah.
Like, why are we putting him on the show then?
Yeah. And that's what I was telling Maddie that too. I said, Maddie, are you sure like we should put him on? She's like, he's boring, but I think he'll be good.
All right.
Okay. His name is Benjamin Foster. And hundreds of thousands of people. He has a lot more Twitch followers than we do.
And he's boring?
Yeah. They tune into his podcast called I Can't Sleep. And what he does is he reads the worst Wikipedia articles. That's what he does. We're talking about crows, soil, ATMs.
The galaxy.
Larry King. Hello, Phoenix. Ben just bores people to sleep. Here's a clip of him talking about soil.
Soil consists of a solid phase of minerals and organic matter, the soil matrix, as well as a porous phase that holds gases, the soil atmosphere, and water, the soil solution.
Yeah, that's boring.
I'm falling asleep. I'm just ready.
Pretty boring. I mean, it's Wikipedia. Wikipedia is not for entertainment purposes.
Okay. This isn't a hobby for Ben.
It's his job.
This is his job. And he supports his family.
By being boring.
By being boring. And joining us right now is Boring Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
So when did you realize that your voice could put people to sleep?
Oh, it's been a talent for a number of years. But the last time it happened was about 2018, end of 2018, talking with my boss, and he said after telling him something super important, he said, I'm sorry, your voice is too soothing and put me to sleep. I don't know what you just said. So that was maybe the point to say, maybe there's something to do with this.
And so you thought, heck, I could make a podcast out of this? Really?
Kind of. It was kind of the perfect combination of those comments, of watching an episode of Parks and Rec about a radio show that was happening. And there was technology at the time called Anchor.fm that allowed you to upload and start a podcast for free. And I just, all of those hit at the same time. And I thought, let's try this and see if it actually works.
So now when you're going to launch this and you're going to put together your Putting People to Sleep podcast, why Wikipedia? Why of all the resources to choose from, did you pick Wikipedia?
You know, at first I was just trying to think what's something that's mundane and boring, and started looking at things like, you know, vests that people wear at Walmart as workers, or roads, or rubber, or, you know, just things that are just so mundane. And then realized that those topics are found in a more open source sort of vein through Wikipedia than trying to either create it myself or trying to find other sources that I'd have to worry about copyright.
Yeah, that's a good idea, because you don't have to worry about any copyrights with that, right?
And you don't have to do any of the work. All you have to do is read.
Nope. That makes it much easier for finding content and then just jumping in and having a good read with it.
So are there particular standout topics that people are like, wow, that one was really effective?
There are. So you mentioned Galaxy, Andrew, that's been a top episode for a number of listeners. A lot of people like the space or thinking about things outside the Earth. And then there's even those that are like marine animals, like jellyfish was surprisingly really popular with people. And I think it had to do with the number of eyes that jellyfish have that I did not know about before I read that article. So things like that. It just kind of spans the gamut.
Now, how long is a normal episode? And do people tell you how long it usually takes for them to fall asleep? How many minutes into the episode?
Yes. So each episode ranges from about 30 to 45 minutes. And it usually takes people between 5 and 10 minutes to nod off. I've got comments from people who are saying, it seems like it would have been a good episode, but I don't know. I was out in 5 minutes before it really even got started.
You know, a lot of people have trouble sleeping. I mean, don't. I just hit my head hits pillow. I'm like out. But I could see how this could be wildly popular. When did you know, like, okay, this is really going to be something?
It took a number of years, actually. It started as fairly slow, as most things do, and just kept seeing it go up and up with people listening and telling friends about it. And about a year or so ago, I started working with a company to help with the ad side of things and cross promotion and things like that. And we started to try and do more episodes. And there's always that fear that you might oversaturate the market if you're doing too much and things along those lines. But then, you know, we just would experiment. At one point, I was doing 4 episodes a week, and that was too much. And then we pared it back down to what seemed like a healthy 3 days a week, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday night sort of experience. But that number, that the graph just keeps going up. So the more people hear about it, the more they listen, the more they enjoy just falling asleep to content.
So I was thinking about this when I was reading and getting information for the interview.
Sure.
You may have something, the most invaluable piece of media space. In the middle of a podcast, there are a commercial that plays. It's called a mid-roll. Your mid-roll spot is worthless because everyone's already asleep by the time they get to that commercial. Do you have advertising on the podcast and is it all in the beginning?
All in the beginning.
Yes.
Yeah, that was one of the things we sorted out was we realized people are falling asleep fast. So if we do mid-rolls, you're just not going to have any success.
Yeah, no one will hear it.
You know what? That's true. Yep. I was, you know, no post-rolls.
No, nothing. It's worthless.
That's incredible. That is incredible. And so what do you think? What do you think, Benjamin? What makes your voice so soothing?
Ooh, that's a deep subject. I think there's a combination of a few things, right? There's the physicality of just the body and the tone of the voice, but then there's also a sort of cadence.
Andrew's falling asleep.
See, Andrew, I did it. Nailed it.
Sorry, I'm back.
That sort of cadence and it just helps with people just to pay attention just enough to say, oh, you're going to read about Lord of the Rings? I like Lord of the Rings. It just doesn't hold their attention long enough. So I don't know. I'm sure there's some physiological aspect to it. There's just the fact that people can focus for a moment and wind down a tiny bit.
That's true.
And let their brain stop wandering around so much and focus on one thing for a little bit to give them permission to let go.
And not sitting there scrolling on Insta or anything else along the way. So I understand that you're going to be reading my Wikipedia entry.
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
Excellent. Let's hear it.
Are you ready to fall asleep to that one?
I am. I'm tired now.
At the stage. Yes. Kimberly Ann Commando is an American radio personality and the host of 2 daily radio shows and 1 weekend radio show about consumer technology. On her weekly call-in show, she provides advice about technology gadgets, websites, smartphone apps, and internet security.
The pause was key there.
Yeah, you know what?
That pause is so smart.
You know what? You are amazing, Ben. That is, it is. I mean, you know, I've been in broadcasting for a long time. I never thought of doing a podcast or a show reading Wikipedia entries.
No, and I've been in for 25 years in radio. No program director has come up to me and said, you know, people would like you more if you're more boring. That's never happened, but you figured it out.
So last question, Ben, what does your family think? Like when you go to like family reunions, you know, and everybody's like, so how are you? And what are you doing? I mean, people say like, wow, this is really great. Or, you know, when are you going to get a real job?
There's always that sense that people may be wondering, is this going to be really a long-term thing? But generally, my family's been very supportive and ask lots of questions. They're curious. I come from a entrepreneurial-minded sort of family, and so I've got a lot of siblings and relatives who also think in those veins, and they get excited thinking, you know, maybe this is something that could be possible too for things that they do, right? The side projects they work on, and always that sort of hope of being able to make it more than it is.
You know what? There's a whole line of merch for sure. I mean,
pajamas.
Yeah.
You absolutely need to start selling pajamas.
Like sleep mask,
mm-hmm.
Melatonin. Okay. Kim Commando show newsletters.
It's not Kim Commando.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
It's about Ben.
I'm sorry. Hey, Ben, thanks for joining us. Again, the name of the podcast, I Can't Sleep. I Can't Sleep. Now you can with Ben reading Wikipedia.
I have to fall asleep with audio.
Do you?
Yeah, have to. I'm going to try him. I'm going to give it a shot. Yeah, because normally I just pick something that I've heard before or light music, classical. I'm going to see if it works. I'll report back.
Are you going to listen to the Kim Komando Wikipedia entry?
No, no. I'm going to go with, what was it, Walmart jackets or the vest they wear at Walmart. That's what I'm going to start with.
Soil.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today. We're so glad that you're here with us. And just a quick reminder, if you haven't already entered to win that, well, it's a $799 iPhone 15. You should do that right now. Go to winfromkim.com. Once again, that's winfromkim.com. Now, you are required to get at least one issue of the Kim Komando Show newsletter.
One.
That's it.
One's easy.
Actually, we might be making it five.
Really?
Yes, at least five.
Why is that?
Because of all the bots.
Oh, okay.
So it's either one or five.
Because a bot can sign up, open one, and then click something, unsubscribe. Yeah,
right. Exactly. So we're going to make it, in order to like battle the bots, we have to just up the ante a little bit.
Okay.
So we don't want to give the iPhone to a bot.
No. What's a bot going to do with an iPhone?
No.
Eat it?
And then I was looking at some of the entries, and then people think like they're really clever. Like, let's say their name is like John Smith at Gmail. So it's like John Smith 1@Gmail, John Smith 2@Gmail. I'm like, oh, come on.
That didn't fool you?
Didn't fool us. Oh. Didn't fool us. So again, you can enter at winfromkim.com. Once again, that's winfromkim.com. Now, you've heard me talk about here on not just Kim Komando today, but also the Kim Komando Show. And you know this, Andrew, that I read every note that gets sent to me.
And she then takes screen caps of them and sends them to all of us to read as well.
And, you know, every once in a while, there are some good ones that pass my screen. Mm-hmm. I'm also using these as maybe some fodder for my Daily Mail article.
Yes.
Which now there's a new weekly column. I'm so excited about this. Ask Kim. And so if you are a Daily Mail reader, right now it says tech expert Kim. Sometimes it says dear Kim. Sometimes it just says tech expert. We're trying to like work with the editors on how exactly that works. And so I'm taking some of those questions and then also answering them in the Daily Mail. And here's one that I haven't submitted to the Daily Mail yet.
Okay.
But I thought we should talk about it. Hi, Kim. How should a man handle the situation if he accidentally discovers that his boss, a woman, has a very, very, very provocative OnlyFans account. And now he finds it extremely difficult to work under her due to this discovery. You can call me Larry, but that's not my real name. Okay. So Larry's hanging out on OnlyFans.
And he can't work for her anymore because he finds her too attractive or can only connect to her what he's seen on OnlyFans.
Or maybe it's a case of once you see something, you can't unsee it.
Right. Interesting. What a unique situation.
So.
Okay.
What if you saw pictures of Beth naked?
Right. She's my co-host on iHeartRadio's KEC radio station. We do mornings.
And she's doing a lot more
than
just mornings on that OnlyFans account.
I don't think it would affect me. But that's my personality type, right? Obviously with him, it would have, but you could walk in here naked and then put your dress on and get ready for the show. I've been in plays and, you know, it's all part of it. It wouldn't affect me because I know it's a business thing. But now OnlyFans, I mean, that's a little step forward, right? That's sexual. I don't think it would affect me though. I think I can move past it pretty easy. Yeah. I mean, you're an adult. That's an adult. I'm an adult. It's no big deal.
I mean, he must be attracted to her.
That's what I'm saying. That's where I think it lies, is that whatever he saw, he likes. And that's when he sees her, he connects. It's now lust is the emotion that's between the two of them.
So it's not embarrassment.
Right. It's lust.
Yes. And he's looking at her, and then his mind, she's saying, like, let's talk about paradigms and goals. And he's like, yeah, I've got some paradigms and goals right here, baby.
Right over here. I mean, easily it could be, you could go to your company and say, listen, I have
HR.
A personal issue with my manager that has nothing to do with them. They are completely innocent. My personal issue, is there any way I can move departments, move to a different manager, work with someone else?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get them in trouble then.
Yes. I mean, you're not going to get them in trouble.
And you're owning it.
Right.
That's really the only way to, because I mean.
Now, I'm just wondering, like, I wonder, like, what she thinks. I mean, she must be okay with it if everybody in the company.
Well, we've seen so many stories, though, of women who have secret OnlyFans. And it, like that school teacher, she had an OnlyFans account, and she was covering her face. So she was trying to keep it secret. Once it came out, obviously she used it as publicity, and her OnlyFans exploded.
Exactly.
And she could quit her job. But I don't know. She could be just doing it for like exhibitionism and not for just the profit of it.
Yeah, I guess.
It's risky, though. I mean, she made a risky decision that I'm sure she's aware that could blow up in her face at any minute.
Well, you know what? I'm trying to get an OnlyFans creator on the show.
Okay.
There's one gal that we were talking to. I think Maddie might be able to get her, where she only does feet. She only shows her feet.
So will we interview her toes?
And what I had read about her is that her most requested act, I guess you'd say, is for her to take off her nail polish off her toes and to put on nail polish on her toes with hot pink nail polish.
Freaks.
That's
you're wearing hot pink right now.
And on my toes too. I'm not showing my feet because I did that once. People are buying my feet pictures on the internet. So weird.
It's weird.
So weird.
And I say they're freaks, but whatever you're into is what you're into. I really don't want to judge.
How can that do anything for you?
It doesn't do anything for me, but I'm sure there's things that I find attractive that other people are like, what?
Oh, hot pink. Oh, that's getting me hot.
Keep putting it on there, baby. Oh. You're going to have to do a second coat for daddy.
No top coat for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today. Just a quick reminder that you can get the Kim Komando Show, that's right, commercial free, on Apple Podcasts as well as on Spotify, and also part of that whole Komando community membership. Now, let me tell you why you need to get the Kim Komando Show on Apple and on Spotify, because it's commercial free. That's number one. At Komando community, you also get access to the Q&A message board. So if you have any questions along the way on anything digital, we're going to help you out there. And it's just a few bucks a month, and we give discounts to anybody. It doesn't matter. Just check the boxes. You're old.
Just lower the price for the love of
your teacher.
Your, anything.
You're a police officer. I don't care what you are.
Left-handed.
Doesn't matter. You like a hot pink nail polish on toes. It doesn't matter. Again, so you can sign up over at komando.com, but you really should subscribe to the show. Especially because we hear from people all the time that, you know, my radio station used to carry it. They changed the time. I used to drive to work. I don't drive to work anymore. Whatever it is. So just, you can always get the show. And that, let me tell you something. The show is the best show out there. It really is.
I'm surprised you would think your own show is the best show out there.
It is. It is. I mean, I can say that with all confidence because I have listened to the other shows.
And?
They are horrible. Horrible. I was listening to one a couple of weeks ago, and I'm not going to say who it is because I don't want to embarrass the guy.
Okay. It's a guy. Clue.
And somebody calls in, and it's like, you know, I was wondering about USB chargers, which is the best USB charger. And he's sitting there talking for like 10 minutes about USB chargers.
So boring.
And then says, oh, I'm going to go over to Wirecutter, which is the New York Times review page. Mm-hmm. And then he starts reading.
So it's not even his own advice. No. It's someone else's advice.
I'm sitting there going, oh my God.
It's awful. It's
so awful. So awful. Anyway, so make sure that you get the show. You can also find your local station at commando.com because that's really important.
Yeah.
It is.
Support those local affiliates.
Yes, because radio is important. You know, they're trying to get AM radio out of the cars, which is so stupid.
So ridiculous.
I mean, because, you know, at the end of the day, if there's really a big emergency, I mean, do you think your cell phone's going to work?
Right. And you could be in a part of your state or your city where you only get an AM reception.
I know. And so my new car that I got does not have an AM radio.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Didn't even know that existed.
Does not have an AM radio.
That's heartbreaking.
And it's not an EV.
No.
Because they're saying like, oh, the AM radio, it goes against the electronics and the drive powertrain, whatever.
It's all no, it doesn't.
BS.
It's just like you can't use a cell phone when you're flying a plane because it's going to crash the plane. Yeah, none of it's true.
None of that's true.
All right, I got a story for you.
Yes.
Do you use Firefox?
No.
You know that you use Safari as your browser?
Yes.
Okay.
Or Chrome.
Do you use tabs?
100%.
How many tabs would you say you have open
today
at any given time?
Well, today I looked up in my because I was going through all the news with Maddie this morning, and I had open, I would say, over 25 tabs.
That's a lot to manage.
Yes.
Well, there's a woman named Hazel, and she went on the internet. She's actually in IT,
okay,
but she couldn't figure out this issue because she went to open her Firefox, and it would not restore her last session with all her open tabs. And she put it on Twitter or X or whatever it's called, and people were saying, just go profile cache. Just go and find the profile cache. You can find your profile from yesterday. You're all good. She went back on. Thank you so much. I thought I was going to lose my
Did you say cache?
Yes, cash. Thank you. I thought.
<I'm> sorry.
That's funny. She said, thank you so much. I thought I was going to lose my 7,470 tabs that had open on Firefox.
Really?
7,470 tabs. 2.5 years of using that browser, she never closed a tab. I don't even know what that would look like.
I wonder how often she changes her underwear.
Now, the story was interested. Well, this has got to be slowing down her computer, right?
For sure.
There's 7,470 tabs. So they went to Mozilla, they went to Firefox, and they said, what kind of damage is she doing? Nothing. No damage. Your tabs take up like 70 megabytes. And this woman she says it's like her own personal time machine. She can go back 6-7 months and see what she was looking at, what she was working on.
Okay, that's just weird.
That is weird.
That's weird.
Weirder, wanting to see someone paint their toenails hot pink or someone who keeps 7,470 tabs open on their computer?
I'm going to go with the tabs.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get the foot thing.
Control-Shift-W.
What's that?
Well, if you're on Windows, Control-Shift-W will close all your tabs.
All of them.
Mm-hmm. Command-Shift-W. So I wouldn't want like somebody just to go over her house and just go...
She knows how to recover them now. They're never going anywhere.
Okay. So if you're listening to the audio version of the podcast, I just want to let you know we're going to be playing a couple of videos now.
Okay.
Okay. So, and if you are watching, don't forget you can also get the audio version. So if you are listening right now to Kim Komando today, thank you for joining us. And you can continue to listen because we're going to be talking about some videos. You may be able to figure out what's going on. But if you really want to see the videos, you're going to have to go to youtube.com/Kim Komando. All right. So we've been talking about Cybertrucks and how people are... trying to get views by putting things like carrots and zucchinis in the frunk to see what happens.
Because the frunk is having issues with the sensor. When there's something in the way, it's supposed to stop and open, but it's closing.
So here's a guy who's trying out.
But first, I'm going to test it out with this stick. This is exactly what I'm going to do with my finger. I'm going to put it right there, and hopefully my finger doesn't break like that. But let's find out.
Hopefully it doesn't break like that.
Let's give this another shot. We're closing the Cybertruck. I'm going to put my finger flat right here and see what happens. Ready? Ready? Ready?
Dude.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
Okay. I can't even move my finger right now.
It's broken.
He broke his finger.
Actually broken it.
Yeah, he broke his finger.
Look at how bad that puncture is.
You idiot.
Okay, he broke his finger.
We just had a guy on Monday, showed a video. Closed the frunk on his finger, and he said it hurt. And someone's like, well, I can top that. I'm a bigger idiot than you.
And then one more video. This is because this got my attention on Instagram because, as you know, I went to Japan. And this is the difference between crossing the street in Japan versus crossing the street in the United States.
There's a deer.
Okay, watch. The deer is going to bow as thank you. Okay. If you cross the street, any you watch the kids cross the streets. In Japan, they bow. Now that's America. Now it's America.
Yeah, a little bit different. This guy giving a middle finger. There's no bow there.
No, there's no bow.
So every time you're supposed to use the crosswalk, if there's another car there, you bow to them?
Yes, of course.
Thank you for not hitting me?
Yes.
All right.
Not thank you for not. It's just that it's a respect because they stopped. It's a very respectful society.
That basically means thank you for not hitting me.
I know it doesn't.
It's American translation.
Well, it's better than the guy giving the guy a finger.
Yeah, yeah. I'll translate that, but we can't say that out loud on the podcast.
I could.
Said it to your six-year-old.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.